Actually, I think it's a perfect topic, especially because of the announcement that was made since we totally didn't record this once before and then lost the footage because I'm a dum-dum. But the announcement that was made is like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm pretty sure everyone listening knows. And if you don't, I don't know what rock you're under.
Exactly.
But the whole announcement of like, hey, guess what? In 2025, we're doing Marvel.
Yep. And it's sets. It's going to be more than one.
Right. And from the sound of it, it's going to be similar to the Lord of the Rings because it's not just decks. It's a lot of cards.
Oh, yeah.
Like multiple of those. So it's interesting because like, are they going to be direct to modern or are they going to be direct to pioneer potentially? Uh-huh. Like they haven't really shown much love to that format.
I suspect they now lump modern in with Legacy and Vintage.
I think that was the big thing with Pioneer back in the day was kind of cutting down on the not so well upkept power creep that was pre-Pioneer start.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because like some of those sets, they're just like, oh, hey, we're just going to dump all these cards that are really good and just you know deal with it on your own.
Yep.
That and there's quite a few cards that have still come out in this Pioneer time frame that were meta breaking. Like they've been tuning their stuff still and they're trying to, and I think it again to the point where they're probably more consistent now than they were there for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, hey, new standard block dropped, and guess what? There's 16 bans because we didn't playtest anything. But that's off topic. I mean I think the other big piece like here we were talking about like what here is the whole what universes beyond sets get into what formats, and it's interesting that Lord of the Rings was modern legal because it feels dirty in that sense because they did that to sell more.
Yeah, and I think that's a big reason that they did that. I don't think they need to though. I think they've realized that now. And I predict if this happens, it's going to be a while. It's going to be at least 5 years before this happens. I believe there will be a new format that will be Universes Beyond only.
It'd be weird.
I agree. It would be weird. But I do think it's definitely not going to be... It's going to exist soon. Like, people are going to be doing it on their own. You know, like, Universes Beyond only cards, you know, allowed in this format kind of thing. But I don't think there will be a sanctioned version, like, from Wizards, at least for another 5 years. But I do suspect that there will come a time where they will do that, just because it's a potential, you know, just a potential driver, potentially. I don't know.
Well, I could see that being, like, a Commander variant or, like, a new Brawl, right?
Yeah.
Where you have, like, a Universes Beyond Commander.
Yeah.
And then the deck that goes with them. Like, oh, hey, we're going to pull up Street Fighter versus Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fun. Or
Transformers versus Jurassic World, right? Mm-hmm. But it's harder because there's not a bunch of cards for a lot of these things. And that's where I don't really see it being that. I could see there being, like, a lot of people like there were Lord of the Rings themed cards and decks. But even then, not everything is strictly Lord of the Rings. There's a lot of people who went and took their Commander decks and took out everything that was normal Magic and put Lord of the Rings cards in them.
Yeah.
And I see that happening with Marvel and everything else. And well, that I get that.
Well, but see, that's my point. Like, I think like you already can do it. It's difficult now because there isn't enough, but 5 years down the line, there's going to be enough because we're going to have, you know, not only will we have the Lord of the Rings set, but we're also going to have the Final Fantasy set, which is going to be a full set. We're going to have multiple Marvel sets because they specifically said in that press release that there are going to be multiple tentpole sets, which leads me to believe that's more than what they're doing with Lord of the Rings, where it's releasing the set and then releasing it again with new borders to try to make all the money out of us. Like, I think with Marvel, it's going to be, we're going to get an X-Men set, and then we're going to get an Avengers set, and then we're going to, or maybe we'll get like a, you know, Marvel Cinematic Universe set or something like that, you know?
Right. Yeah. Cause like, even what I was thinking now is the different Avengers sagas as different sets. Cause you have like the Age of Ultron and everything else. But the biggest thing I worry about with Marvel, and this is the part where I'll just have to see what they do, is what are they going to do for the bulk common and uncommon cards? Well, like, everyone's a superhero.
Yeah, fair. I think they'll be able to handle that because, you know, you definitely have superheroes that aren't as well known or as powerful as others. So they definitely can go a little deep. They can do deep cuts. I don't know how they would do it. Like, I don't know how they're going to do it. I know they're going to, like, obviously they're going to do it, but I'm going to be very interested to see how they do it.
Because it had to be like the, you know, the Dark Elves or the Frost Giants and things like that that aren't named.
Yeah.
Right. Because, like, it's the same thing with, like, Orcish Bowmaster. That's not a named character. That's just a thing from storyline, but it's just orcs with bows.
Yeah.
You know?
But...
because, like, all the villains are named, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, all the superheroes are named. Even if they're not coming out on rare or mythic, you're still going to have uncommon legendary creatures that are, mm-hmm. you know, Miles Morales or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what it'll be. It'll be... there'll be uncommon legendaries, so you are going to get Miles and, you know, Ant-Man, that kind of thing. Like, they're going to be in the uncommon, but the commons are probably going to be random thug, Stark scientist, you know, or something like that. You know, that'll probably be how they handle that. It'll be interesting to see, though, because I think a lot of people thought a similar thing with Lord of the Rings, because, you know, you can't make Frodo a common, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they did figure out a way how to make, like, there's a Frodo uncommon and a Frodo rare, you know, so they definitely found some interesting and creative ways to make it work.
I do like how that, and then that started really with, like, Brothers War, where they'd have multiple cards with the same person.
Yeah.
But different cards, different times of history, and you're able to say, hey, this is still Urza, it's just... Or is it a different point in the timeline? And, like,
yeah,
he's this here, that there, like, more powerful or less. And I like that, where you get progression as well within a block.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is, I don't think they're going to have the luxury to do that in Marvel sets unless they split up the sets to be individual stories. But even then, I think they're going to be hard pressed because the roster on both the good guy and bad guy side is so deep, even in the cinematic universe. Like, if you take the cinematic universe, which is Marvel distilled, you know, to be as palatable to the lowest common denominator as possible, they are going to have a deep roster to pull from. And people are going to be mad if they don't have Ant-Man on a card or whatever.
Right. So do you think they're going to do flip cards with a lot of these heroes, like Tony Stark and then Iron Man on the other side?
Potentially. I don't know, though. Like I could see... Oh, man, that is hard.
Because, like, that verse also similar to, like, the last set of for Praetors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, like, the story of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side is them. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, would it be like the up and coming story of, like, Spider-Man, and then, like, it's, you know, the original Spider-Man or something like that? Like, there's so many ways you could do it. Like, it'd feel weird if they were just straight up, okay, I'm gonna play, you know, Iron Man. It's like, well, no, that you should be playing Tony first, and then he has to get his suit.
Yeah, but then I think people could argue that Tony doesn't show up to a battle without a suit, so.
I do feel like on the front side, the Tony Stark side, it should be something to do with treasure tokens.
Yeah.
Sacrifice 5 artifacts and flip this card, something like that.
Yeah. I think there's so many ways they can do it, and I am excited to see what they do. And I think that's one thing that happened with this release is, or with this announcement, is that people, like, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it because I didn't think they would do it. I honestly did not think they would do it. I thought that Disney was going to push their properties towards Lorcana, and Lorcana was going to have a Marvel set and a Star Wars set. But they're doing it, which is going to be awesome, I think. But that has brought out a lot of people who are not as thrilled about this and are frankly upset. Like, it's essentially brought out the people who are like, I'm never gonna, like, when they have first announced Universes Beyond, people were like, I'm done buying Magic, I'm done, I'm out of here. Well, this announcement has brought them all back, and they've all shown back up, and they're like, I'm done with Magic, I want to, meh, you know.
It was a never-ending sea of those types of posts on Reddit throughout the multiple Magic subreddits.
Oh yeah.
And the thing I was wondering was, I thought you guys already left.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you said you're done, and now you're still complaining. It's like, okay, well, is that really the straw that broke the camel's back, or do you just want to complain about something that people are going to have enjoyment out of, a hobby that's mm-hmm. also other nerd IPs?
Yeah.
Like, I get that it feels weird that you're playing your, you know, Urza artifact themed deck, and it's all based on cards that are Urza themed and not Mishra, because how dare you do that? And then someone comes in with their battle bus and drops down Megatron, and it's like, oh hey, that's mm-hmm. not Magic. Well, really, mm-hmm. what's the different plane? There's no difference between Ravnica and like Lorwyn, right? Like they're different themes. Like, who's to say you can't have that? Like, it's the whole idea of, like, you know, the whole starting of Star Wars is like in a, you know, long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
It's saying, like, hey, this is in the past, but not here. It's a different planet, a different plane, would you say?
Yeah.
That, like, who are we to say that that couldn't be it?
Yeah. I think part of what a lot of this consternation and rending of clothes from these folks comes from a little bit of gatekeeping, I think.
So that's putting it nicely.
Yeah. Because one of the things that makes me so excited about all of this is it's going to bring a lot more people into the fold. Like, Lord of the Rings has done it. Like, Lord of the Rings has brought in a lot of people into Magic. Marvel is going to bring in just as many, I think more. I think it's going to be more successful than Lord of the Rings in that regard. It's tapping into a fan base that doesn't overlap as much in the Venn diagram as Lord of the Rings does. And I think it's going to pull more people in who are like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, Spider-Man on my Magic card. I love Spider-Man. I collect everything with Spider-Man. Let me get the Spider-Man themed commander deck. Oh, maybe I'll try and play this. I know my buddy from college played this. Let's try it. And, you know, and then boom, we have a convert. And
that's been the case for all these other sets that have come out so far. Cause like mm-hmm. Warhammer.
Oh yeah.
Doctor Who just now. I have a friend who just bought their first Magic deck and has no idea what they're doing because they're coming from Yu-Gi-Oh, but mm-hmm. they love Daleks. Uh-huh. And they're like, I'm going to learn this.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's what's happening. We're bringing in new people to have fun in a game that we all love. And why would we want to stop other people from playing and loving the same game?
Exactly. That's my thing. And I think, I don't know, I'm sure some of them are doing it consciously. I'm sure there's some folks who just are like, I want only true Magic fans to play Magic, and fine, whatever. There, you can go. Those folks can go live in their own little worlds. But I do think that there other people don't realize that. Yeah, okay, you're uncomfortable when Megatron hits the board, or you don't like the fact that there's a Gandalf card. But what? Like, if you don't want it, then don't play it. Like, And if somebody plays it against you, that's one game. You will play other games that will be Lord of the Rings free. You know,
it's no different in that regard to people who don't want to play against land destruction, or people who don't want to play against stacks or control or any of those other things. Like, their enjoyment is strictly based on someone else's deck. And it's like, okay, I thought we were here to play. And this is my gripe with it, is everyone hates on that. And they hate on, like, what are we, land destruction? They hate on stacks and all these other things. And it's like, okay, what about that guy who shows up with a Trax every night?
Yeah.
Like, there's other decks out there that are worse
mm-hmm.
to play against.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, no, it's fine, because it's not this big thing that we're all supposed to hate.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that all the angry folks were back out. And I said, you know, and I said this in my news show that I dropped last week, and I do genuinely mean this. I am sincerely sorry if you do not like Universes Beyond. If for some reason Universes Beyond is, you know, the concept and everything is abhorrent to you for some reason. I'm genuinely sorry that you feel that way and that this sucks for you, and I'm sorry. And, you know, I hope that there are other products that those folks can get excited about. I really do hope that they can find something to be excited about with Magic, because that's what this is to me. This is like the whole reason I'm sitting here past my bedtime on a Monday chatting with you about this is not only because it's fun chatting with you, you are a nice hang, but also I love Magic. I love talking about Magic. I pretty much spend a good portion of my free time, which isn't a lot because I'm a dad, playing Magic and enjoying Magic and having fun in this game. And I want other people to have fun when they are involved in it as well. And I feel bad when I see people are like, oh, this sucks, my life, damn it. And it's like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go over here and be happy. But I hope your day gets better, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's the big takeaway there is, just because someone else isn't having fun with a game or with whatever it is and they want to complain about it, doesn't mean that you can't enjoy what you want to enjoy.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the sets that drop, because like thematically, I like New Capenna. I didn't buy a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Like it just was like, okay, whatever. Like I like hearing the story and how that's going, but like I wasn't excited about it like I was for Neon Dynasty.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just me, right? That's my personal preference. Like, you're allowed to play those cards. Like, there's people we know who refuse to play anything demonic looking, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like, there's people who are like, don't want to play angels or don't want to play elves or whatever it be. And it's okay. Because it's that doesn't affect me and my enjoyment of the game.
It's funny you brought that up. And I don't think I've told this story on the podcast. And I'm not sure if I told the story to you. I know I've told the story before, but in college, when I started playing again with my college buddies, I found out that my roommate ended up liking Magic. Now, my roommate was from a very sheltered house. Like, he was very, very sheltered home, but he was kind of nerdy and he, you know, his mom would take him to the game store and he got into Magic, but because of his sheltered, very religious background, he was allowed to play the game, but he wasn't allowed to play with black cards because they were evil. You know, there was a little bit of the satanic panic happening a little bit in his household, I think. But interestingly, don't date yourself there. What's that?
So don't date yourself there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's it. Yeah. I'm an old one. I found it very funny that his mom was okay with him playing the game, just not a subset of cards. He could not play with black cards because of the, you know, worrying about demons and all that kind of stuff. And I remember being very puzzled by that when, you know, being a college freshman and being like, what, that's okay. But we still played and we still had a lot of fun. And it was also great because we knew that he never had, you know, creature destruction. So, you know, we just always knew that we didn't really have to worry about combat tricks from him because he didn't even really like playing red all that much either. So we were pretty good. Counter spells, he would hit us counter spells every now and again. But yeah, it's like even back then, it was like play how you want to play. And if somebody plays weird, let them play weird. You can still have fun, you know.
So branching off of that, something we talked about previously that has been lost to the void. What other IPs would you like to see that, like, you personally think should get a Universes Beyond? Whether it be like the Transformers Jurassic World, where it's just the extra cards, and there's a few of them, or we're talking like Warhammer decks or Lord of the Rings size sets.
It really kills me that we lost that audio, because I wish I had it now, because I guarantee you I said, it's never going to happen, but Marvel and a full set.
Well, you know what you did say? Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. Yes. And I will die on that hill. I want the thank you for being a friend secret lair. That's all I want. I just want a thank you for being a friend secret lair. I want the four girls as either planeswalkers or at the very least legendary creatures. And I want the bonus card to be Stan the Yutz. that's what I want. And Wizards, take that idea, run with it. It is yours, free to use, because I would spend obscene amounts of money on that secret lair.
If you do take it, Watsy, just send Nate a free set.
Yeah, yeah, just please. I will take a free set and I'll still buy. Because I'm going to need a play set of all of it.
I was talking about, because I am excited about it, and this is before the spoilers were really dropping. I do like the Jurassic World cards.
Yeah.
And there's a few of them that drop that are like, I want to build decks around, and that's not good, right? I think that's good. The other cards coming out of the set, though, too, with all this dinosaurs, it's very thematic, and I like that they did that.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same thing with the Transformers in the Brothers War, where it's all this artifacts and robots, and I really do appreciate the thought they're always putting into these cards.
Oh, yeah.
The big one I want to see, because Fallout's already on the list, right? Uh-huh. And that was my big one I kept hyping about, like, on Reddit, and then they announced it, and I'm like, oh, cool, someone read my comment. But I think The Witcher deserves a Lord of the Rings size set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's just due to the amount of content you have there. You can't just do a small one. You can't just do commander decks. I want to see legends. I want to see all the bad things you're slaying out there, the monsters. And then you get the armies coming in and all that. And, being able to have Rodania and, there's so much.
Yeah. And it would do very, very well. I would be surprised if they didn't do The Witcher at some point in the future, because it's right up Wizard's Alley. In fact, it's one of those sets that they could have released early on to try to ease the fans into Universes Beyond, because it's fairly similar to Magic in terms of its styling, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a 25 or 26 set, right?
Yeah.
Just because we have Marvel coming in, and that's going to be a Lord of the Rings size, but that's not next year, that's the year after.
Yeah. And we got Final Fantasy, that's a full thing.
Right. Well, that, and everyone forgets about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed, which is going to be a weird, not quite a full set, but not as small as a Commander product.
As long as it's not an Aftermath size set.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be. I think it's going to be bigger than Doctor Who, but not as big as Lord of the Rings. So yeah, I'm going to be interested to see what they do with that. With Final Fantasy, I'll admit the Universes Beyond releases that they're coming out with up until Marvel that they've announced so far don't really tickle my fancy all that much. I like Fallout. I really like the aesthetic of the Fallout Boy, and not the band. The dude.
We need a Fallout Boy set.
Yeah.
That would be Bring in My Chemical Romance, Bullet for My Valentine.
I want Blink 182, man. Speaking of dating myself.
Legendary creature Travis Barker.
Yes. Card. Just just have a card, all the small things, and then and it kills all 1/1 creatures. Anyway,
it's actually from that plane where everything's super tiny.
Oh, Segovia.
Yeah.
All the small things on Segovia. Oh God, I could go farther. But one set I know we're eventually gonna get. I don't know if we're gonna get a full set. I don't know. And that's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I want that so bad.
I want it so bad. That and Ghostbusters. Oh my God, yes. Ghostbusters.
These are things we talked about previously, and that's
yes.
There's so much you could do there. That's get me Shredder.
Oh yeah, I could see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles being a commander, like a Doctor Who type size.
They don't have to go directly with only that IP. So something similar is that whole idea of the Saturday morning cartoons, right? You have a TMNT deck, you have a Scooby-Doo deck that investigates, right? And then you have maybe something else that's
makes a ton cartoon of food
theme. Yeah, I mean, there's options there, at least. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be strictly just that one thing. I think that's also the beauty of it, especially if you're going to do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It doesn't have to be four separate decks, yeah, right? Even if it's two, at that point people go, why only two?
Yeah. Well, they could try because they're trying new things. Like, it could be that they do a commander product that's just two decks and you've got the good guys and the bad guys and that's it. You know, they could do, there's so many different things they could do. And that's one thing. It's interesting. It's almost like, in a weird way, Universes Beyond has become the pseudo unset. And
yeah.
And really what I mean by that is I'm not talking about legality. That we've already discussed that at length, but the unsets used to be where they got to have their fun. Like, it's where Mark Rosewater specifically, because he usually was the head designer. He has been the head designer for all of them so far. And I'm talking about Unhinged, Unglued, Unstable, Unfinity. In these sets, he tested ideas. One of the big examples you can think of is the meld mechanic actually came from the first unset, because there was a card that was like, it was such a big card. It actually was over two cards. It was a big monster.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
The BMFG.
Yeah. BMFG. And that was kind of, it worked. People liked it. And so Mark kind of put it in his back pocket and waited until they could figure out how to fit it into the regular rules of Magic. And they did, and they created meld. And that's just one of many examples. And it's almost like they're doing that with Universes Beyond, but on a little bit, almost in a product sense, where they're testing ideas that they can't test with regular standard sets, or with even with like Modern Horizon sets. Like, the amount of risk that they would take on to try to do these things with these sets is almost too much. Or with Universes Beyond, they know that they almost have a guarantee to sell at least somewhat well, because the fans within Magic are going to buy it and the fans outside of Magic are going to buy it. So they can test new ideas and see what works and see what doesn't. And I think that's really interesting.
Right. That, and I think it's great for us as the consumers, the fact that they're able to give us more of a variety of products that we don't have to actually buy. Like, exactly. The company's not going to go under if we're like, I don't want Warhammer.
Yeah,
and exactly. To correct myself, it's BFM. It's the big furry monster.
Oh, BFM. Okay. Yeah,
and it costs 15 black.
Oh, that's hilarious. But yeah.
I think I was mixing the gun from Doom, which I want a Doom set now that we're talking about it.
Yes, a Doom set. And I want a Back to the Future set. I want a Back to the Future Secret Lair. That's what I want.
Yes. That'd be good. And like, even then, I've oh man, we're just rambling off sets here. I saw someone post like custom Godzilla treatment they did.
Uh-huh.
Or Futurama cards.
Oh.
And they were actually really good. Like, man, I really want these. It's Godzilla treatment. It's uh-huh. Not new cards. It's, you're taking something that's thematic. And like, the one I saw was like all Zoidberg themed.
Oh, nice.
They were good cards, good picks. Like, they were, man. And that's the thing. Is like, I really hope Wizards just like lurks on those subreddits and it's like, yes, interesting.
Yeah. I know I said the last time we talked about this, I want a full Simpsons set.
Yeah.
I want a full blown Simpsons set, because I know they could do it. There definitely is enough within the Simpsons universe for them to justify an entire set. And just seeing them on the cards would just be just hilarious to me. And having a Bart card and a Bartman card, oh, it'd be so great.
Yeah, I think the only other one that like I really have on my wish list is a proper My Little Pony set.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like,
I think it'll happen.
It's nice that they've done the ones they've done, but they're all silver bordered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And to be fair, if you were to play them, they're pretty broken. But like, it's similar to like what Lego has done over the years, where now they have not just the boy themed. It's not Indiana Jones and Star Wars and Ninjago only. There's the girl theme sets too. Things that are more like veterinarian and like things that they're interested in, horses and things. Like, my daughter wants more Legos, right? But like, I want there to be more Magic themes as well, and I think that's one of the perfect ones. And to be fair, My Little Pony is not just a girl's thing. I know a lot of bronies.
Oh yeah.
And like,
My son loves it.
Yeah, it's just one, again, it's another one of those things. Throw that as a commander deck out there against the Turtles, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, man.
That would be the duel of the ages, though.
Yeah. Ooh, I just thought of one. Then this is new one. Didn't even, just came out of nowhere. It's never going to happen, but I'd love it.
What, Pokemon?
Not quite. But it is a video game, and that's Mario.
Oh, man. If you could get Nintendo to do something. Oh.
Oh, man. Like, I'm sure they've put feelers out. I have no idea what they're going to do, but I'll admit, I'm excited to see what they do. It's definitely, we are in the new age of Magic, and we have been pretty much since the Universes Beyond has been announced. For me, it's exciting because, you know, like, this is all the kind of stuff I like to see. I'm so happy to see all this stuff. And I think the important thing for everybody to realize is you don't have to buy every product. You just have to buy the products you think you're going to like.
The last couple sets, I think, that I could talk about here quick is I want to see more anime crossover as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Dragon Ball Z, you can't tell me you don't want a Kamehameha card. And then the same thing with, like, One Piece and, like, those other shows that are out there that are just super popular, like Death Note, for example, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's so much you could do with all those IPs as well, just even as, like, small, like, Transformer Jurassic World size plugins that I think is a potential opportunity. All you have to do is think of, like, what Fortnite do and why couldn't that IP be here too?
Oh, yeah.
But again, back to your main point and the point I agree on that a lot of people don't, apparently. It's okay if you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right? It's okay if you don't want it. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to play with those cards. If they're really good and you're like, oh, hey, well, I feel like I have to have it because my deck needs it. Well, then guess what? It's just a Magic card.
Exactly. It's one but, card in a deck of dozens, you know?
Deck of many things, you mean? Yeah.
Deck of many things. Deck of many things.
The point I'll leave on, and it's a comment I made to someone, is leave the gatekeeping to the Gatewatch.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Leave the gatekeeping to the Gatewatch. And that about does it for today's discussion on Beyond the Deck Box, where we talk about all things Magic the Gathering. You can find us each week on the YouTube channel FDSMTG, or you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. Just look for Beyond the Deck Box. You can find DM Dingo on Twitch, or you can find him on the FDSMTG Discord, link in the description. You can find me, FDSMTG, on YouTube, or at FDS_MTG on Threads, or on Mastodon, kind.social. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you all have a wonderful day.